Welcome back to our deep dive into the Girl Scouts. We've uncovered a lot already. Allegations of serious misconduct and the persistent challenge of declining membership. But there's one piece of this puzzle we haven't fully explored yet, the role of the media.
It's an often overlooked but incredibly powerful force, especially for an organization like the Girl Scout that depends so much on public image and goodwill.
Remember, this is all happening back in 2015, 2016, just as social media was really starting to take off. So any whiff of controversy could spread like wildfire online.
Exactly. And the Girl Scouts were facing not only traditional media outlets, but also the growing influence of blogs, online forums, and social media platforms. It was a whole new ballgame in terms of managing public perception.
Now let's go back to our sources and see what kind of press the Girl Scouts were getting at the time.
We have several news articles from that period, and they paint a pretty clear picture. One headline reads, Girl Scout CEO faces criticism from workers. Another one bluntly states, Girl Scouts financial and leadership woes.
Not exactly the kind of publicity you want when you're trying to rebrand and attract new members.
And these weren't just superficial reports either. They were digging into the allegations from that letter we discussed.
There's even one article that zeroes in on the lavish spending on the CEO's office and bathroom renovations. The headline is pretty brutal. Girl Scouts CEO making almost $400,000 salary as organization spends big bucks to renovate her executive bathroom.
That detail really captured the public's attention, and it goes beyond just the financial aspect. It taps into a sense of fairness, of responsible stewardship. People expect nonprofit leaders to be less extravagant, especially when the organization is struggling to attract members and keep programs afloat.
It makes you wonder how much those headlines contributed to the decline in membership.
It's certainly plausible. Negative press can erode public trust, and once that trust is gone, it's incredibly difficult to rebuild.
There's another article that talks about donors expressing concern about the organization's direction. Some were even withholding donations until they saw evidence of real change.
Which creates another problem for the Girl Scouts.
It's like this downward spiral. The internal problems fuel negative press, which then worsens those problems by impacting public perception and financial stability.
It's not enough to just put out a press release or have a website. You have to be actively engaged in the online conversation, responding to criticism, shaping the narrative, and building relationships with your audience.
Do we have any indication from our sources that the Girl Scouts were trying to do that, to push back against this negative media coverage?
Unfortunately, the documents we have don't provide much insight into their public relations efforts at the time.
But this wasn't just any crisis, right? These were accusations of serious misconduct at the highest level of the organization. The stakes were incredibly high.
Absolutely. And the Girl Scouts' response, or lack thereof, likely had long-lasting repercussions.
So where does this leave us?
It's a stark reminder that even the best-laid plans can go awry when an organization is grappling with leadership failures, a toxic culture, and a rapidly changing media landscape.
It makes you wonder if where change is made, was anyone held accountable? Most importantly, is Girl Scouts still facing these same challenges in 2025?
That's the question we're left with, isn't it? We need to look beyond these documents to the decisions that were made, the actions that were taken, and the long-term consequences of this turbulent period.
We hope this deep dive has given you a new perspective on the Girl Scouts and the complexities of navigating organizational change in a world where information travels at the speed of light.
It's a story that continues to unfold, even today, reminding us that vigilance, critical thinking, and a commitment to holding institutions accountable are more important than ever.
Thank you for joining us on this fascinating journey.